details online at visitwamigo.com. This message brought to you in part by Manhattan Broadcasting Company.
Good morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. We have City Day today because we got a City Commission meeting tonight at 7 o'clock at City Hall on Points Avenue. Here in studio, we have Manhattan Mayor Linda Morse and City Manager Ron Fear. I'm Brady Bowman. We're going through that agenda tonight. And a little later, we'll talk about some construction around the area, as is tradition in Manhattan around this summer. But going through the rest of the agenda, and as you said, Ron, it's a pretty full one tonight. And moving on to looking at a reading of an ordinance authorizing a franchise agreement to Cox Communications to deal with cell phone towers, I understand.
Well, they're not really cell. Well, they kind of are. So Cox already has a franchise to provide cable TV service to the community, of which, you know, now they also provide internet and other services. So this is really to focus on their wireless systems. So through your mobile phone. So it is kind of a mini cell towers, I guess is what I'd call it. And so their design, the city previously approved a similar franchise for a distributed antenna system is what they call it. And so they're very small poles about the size of a street light. And they can be a wood pole with equipment put on them, or they could be a steel pole with the nicer looking equipment put on them. So it kind of depends on its location, and that's the way it's worked out. If it's in a fairly high profile area, we can require them to have the nicer looking, aesthetically pleasing equipment, as opposed to, you know, it might be next to an alley where there's already wood poles for overhead power lines or street lights. And so they might also be able to rent space on those poles. So they're basically expanding and creating more infrastructure for their wireless services, and not just their wired services. And we can require a franchise for that, which we would get some partial revenue off any sales and gross sales that they might have. They are also have indicated they'd be willing to rent to other providers on that, which is interesting because the cell phone towers that you see, we can mandate where those and control where those go, and we can also require co-location. So those big cell towers, because you don't want them all over the place. So this mini cell tower component is kind of a new animal that there's some state legislation that controls both, but the one for the big towers on the cell phones is a zoning issue where these are a public right-of-way ordinance. And so we can control, you know, where they go and to some extent what they look like, and then we can also ensure that whoever's putting them is maintaining them, and if they're cutting the street open, that they're patching the street. What we can't control is necessarily is if the competitor has one 10 foot away. And so that becomes, although they've indicated they're certainly willing to negotiate with those folks so that you don't end up with 10 different providers 10 feet apart from each other. That would be pretty monotonous. But this does allow them to expand their wireless service in the community, and we haven't had a very many complaints from the public about the current provider that did the distributed antenna systems.
And that's what I was going to ask you. This seems like just kind of a continuation of something that's already been in agreement with the city, or is this a brand
yes.
new thing?
Well, it's a different company, obviously. Okay. So okay. It was approved for originally it was a provider that worked with Verizon. And so anybody that's you can sign up for mobile service and internet on your smartphone. There's a number of different providers, and ideally we'd like to see them working together to share equipment versus putting poles up everywhere on the right-of-way. But the state law does allow them to do that. We just can have a franchise agreement with them, so we're going to spend a lot of time helping identify where they're putting it so it's not in conflict with other utilities, and then what they look like.
And Mayor, looking at this again just kind of seems like one of those things. It's just kind of a part of the times right now, where, and I think people have an appetite for this and are okay with this, with cities and communication companies working together on infrastructure.
I wish it were more. I would not want to be one of those citizens that has two poles
right
in my yard with the big boxes. I think they're, but what do you do too? You're right. It's the sign of the times, and we're all interested in wireless. We're interested in broadband. Those are progressive things we want for our community, and there's a franchise fee, so it helps the city budget.
There you go. Win-win, right?
There you go.
Anything else on that? Intent.
No, that's all for that one.
All right. Let's go ahead and close it out with item E.
Item E is the commission previously had a work session and discussion item on considering expanding its tool chest for an item called a community improvement district. So it's a tool that's very similar to what we've used in the past here in Manhattan called transportation development districts. And we have a number of transportation development districts in the community, the North End and South End redevelopment, the roundabout there at 4th and Bluemont that has the Native American sculpture in it. McDonald's actually used the TDD, and so they charge a little extra sales tax there at McDonald's, and that helps pay for that sculpture that's in the roundabout. So traditionally, the transportation to Walmart used it when they built a new store to help improve the signaling and access roads around Walmart. So that TDD has been that you have to use the sales tax that they're self-imposing upon their property to be utilized for public infrastructure. The CID is a similar concept. Again, it has to be a self-imposed sales tax that the commission has to authorize. And then the proceeds of that, though, can be broader. So it's not just public improvements, but it could be used for by the business to do improvements. Other communities in Kansas have used it in a number of ways. Some of the downtowns have used it for improving facades on Main Street, for not just improving the public infrastructure, but also improving the private infrastructure as well. And so those are some of those components. Ultimately, it's up to the City Commission to decide whether they want to allow that or not. Topeka's used it a lot for some of their shopping centers, the old shopping centers, to help revive them. And, you know, that could be the case here. There's several different ways to do it. The municipality could issue bonds, and the proceeds would help repay the debt service on those bonds. There's some special rules that apply relative to that. What we're recommending the commission put out there as a priority is that most of the projects should be pay-as-you-go. So by that, if the developer was making improvements to their property, infrastructure, private infrastructure, wherever the case may be, they would have to secure financing for it, and then they would be reimbursed from the proceeds. So there's no risk to the city in that regard if it's formatted that way and structured that way. So it's a new tool in the tool chest. We've had quite a few requests from developers that do business in other communities for it, and we just haven't ventured there yet. We think it has potential for it's a very good redevelopment tool and something that is in between what I would say is a TDD and a TIF, where, you know, we have used TIF, which some of the TIF proceeds primarily go for land acquisition assistance and relocation of existing, because you're redoing that area, so which can be very expensive.
And Mayor, looking at this sort of policy, again, if approved, we always remind mm-hmm. folks when we're talking about some of this stuff,
right.
it's not approved until tonight. Right.
Future tense.
if it is approved or not. I mean, that's always up to the commission. But looking at a tool like this, as Ron described it, something that's been used in other communities, I guess what's maybe changed for the city to start maybe looking at this now?
I just think it's another economic development tool for us. The fact that developers that are working in other communities are asking for it, why don't you have it? It just seems to me that it's an additional option for us. And when you say redevelopment, I think of the Aggieville area. And that's where I can see it being used for infrastructure, for parking. I don't even know what all it could be used for. So This is the concept and the enabling ordinance that would allow us to develop some proposals that actually fit with this criteria.
Yeah, each request would stand on its own merits and have a what must be reviewed and approved by the commission to its structure and its use, and then audited. So that's an important component. And again, if we go pay as you go, the whoever does it still has to get their own financing, and so they're putting the risk up if the funds don't materialize.
Pay as you go is a good thing, instead of indebting the community for 20 years with, you know, right. So that's a really key issue.
Again, that city commission meeting is tonight, 7 o'clock, open to the public. You can also catch it live on Cox Cable Channel 3 starting at 7 o'clock at City Hall Points Avenue. We'll come back and wrap things up, update you on a little summer construction in the Little Apple here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN News is brought to you by ESB Financial. Get ESB Financial's free app, Card Valet. With Card Valet, you have the power to turn your card on and off. In true Kansas fashion, summer hit us out of nowhere. Have you fired up your air conditioner only to realize it's not working quite like it should? Make sure you get your air conditioner checked and serviced at Midstate Mechanical, your local